कृष्णापदां सहगना ललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तत कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुस्मृति देवी नमामि हरि वंच कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण हरे Ruski perevochik, yes, Tom? Okay. Translating for the Russians. Sri Bhagwan Uvacham Varam Grinidam Badram Bol Yuyame Nirvanandanam So Dena Pratak Dharmas Taso Ham So Dena Vaha. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the speaker of this verse and the Supreme Lord is very pleased by the performance of the sons of King Prachina Parishad. In this fourth canto, you read the story of this King Prachina Parishad who was engaged in fruitive activities, who had 10 sons, and he wanted these sons to be trained in spiritual life before they entered the Grihastha ashram. So the king had told his sons to practice austerities, and they were very fortunate that when they came to perform austerities, they were graced by the presence of Lord Shiva. Even though people might say Lord Shiva is the Supreme Lord, Lord Shiva himself acknowledges Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva was kind enough to instruct the Prachetas. He could see these boys are very sincere. And he gave them a mantra which glorified Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He did not give them a mantra that glorified him. He gave them a mantra that glorified Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he told them to chant this mantra very attentively and carefully. Chanting is beneficial in any situation, even if you chant inattentively. There was once a movie producer who made a movie called Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. This movie was made a year or two after Prabhupada came to India with his Western disciples and started his preaching. And when Prabhupada started his preaching in India, he was attracting huge crowds in the pandals they had in Bombay, Calcutta. They used to have up to 30,000 people. So this movie producer, capitalizing on this, made a movie called Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. The plus side in the movie was the Hare Krishna mantra was played in the whole background. And there was a song that became a big hit, which had the Hare Krishna mantra in it. But the downside was it completely misrepresented our philosophy. It showed that people take drugs, feel high, and then they chant Hare Krishna. So I was concerned that this may give our movement a bad name. So this was in 73. So So I went up to Prabhupada and said, this movie is going to spoil our image in India, Prabhupada. It's a big hit and it shows that we take drugs and chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada took it very lightly. He said, now people will hear the holy name and benefit, nothing to worry. So the holy name is beneficial in any situation. Even if someone sarcastically says, look at this crazy Hare Krishna, they're creating so much nuisance. He uttered the word Krishna. But if we want to make spiritual advancement, then our focus should be to chant attentively and carefully. So Lord Shiva could see that the Prachetas are very serious about spiritual life. He saw that they were fit candidates for spiritual life. And because he saw that they were fit candidates, he gave them a mantra that glorified the Supreme Lord. And he told them, chant this mantra very carefully and attentively. So there are different stages of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The offensive stage, the stage of minimizing offenses, and the purified stage. So for those who wish to make spiritual advancement, our endeavor should be to chant attentively and carefully. So the Prachetas, they chanted the mantra very attentively and carefully. And their father, in the meantime, had the fortune of being with Narada Muni. Narada Muni is very compassionate. Narada Muni has single-pointed mission in life to deliver the message of Narayan, whether it's Mrigari the hunter or Dhruva. So Narada Muni went to the palace of the king. He saw the king was engaged in fruitive work. Fruitive work is not the ultimate goal of life. So Narada Muni, when he came to the palace, the king said, I'm lost. Please instruct me. And Narada Muni said, the real goal of life should be to free yourself from all miseries and to find real happiness. And if you want real happiness, what is the path? Devotional service. As Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate vidam svarta gatim vishnu. People do not know how real happiness can be found. So the Prachetas performed austerities for how long? 10,000 years. So someone may say, mythology, fiction. How is it possible that somebody performed austerity for 10,000 years? Our scientists are making us believe that the lifespan is increasing now. No one ever lived for 10,000 years. Do we have an answer? Our answer is that this event, or this leela, took place in Satyayuga. And in Satyayuga, the lifespan was 100,000 years. In Treta Yuga, it comes down 10 times to 10,000. Dwapara Yuga, it comes down to 10 times further, 1,000 years. And in Kali Yuga, 10 times further. And 100 is maximum. In Kali Yuga, virtually from the age of 40 upwards, you need regular doctor darshan and doctor's blessings. So 100 is a remote. Of course, in some countries, that age is attainable. I was just in Washington with some doctors, and one devotee doctor was telling me, one of my patients just drove her own car and came in. She was 90 years old. Well, that's a rare thing. It's not so common. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead was very pleased by the Prachetas. They were 10 brothers. And why was he pleased with them? Because they were all engaged in devotional service. So the Prachetas were able to satisfy the Lord because they took the instructions of their spiritual master very seriously. And who was their spiritual master here? Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva gave them a song, a mantra, a mantra that glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Prachetas took this instruction very seriously. Prabhupada, in the purports of these verses, explains that should be the goal of every disciple, to take the instructions of the spiritual master seriously and follow it. And the Prachetas sincerely chanted the mantra that was given to them by Lord Shiva. And as a result, they were able to attract the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the discussion about the austerities of the Prachetas started in chapter 24. And now in chapter 30 that we're reading at the moment, there's only a summary review of what has already been discussed in great detail in chapter 24. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased. Why? Because of the austerities the Prachetas performed. And what was the purpose of their austerity? To please Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavatam, third canto, Lord Brahma says, Tapaseva Param Jyotir Bhagavatam Adhokshajam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Adhokshaja. Krishna has many names. One of them is Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means difficult to obtain. But through the medium of tapasya, you can attract the attention of the Personality of Godhead. The Prachetas were able to please the Lord because their austerities were all single-pointed. The austerities were aimed to please the Personality of Godhead. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. They were not performing these austerities for any other purpose but to please Krishna, the Supreme Enjoyer. And the goal of the austerity was to please the Lord. And they chanted a mantra that was glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can see that this process of chanting mantras has existed since times immemorial. Even in Satya Yuga, they were chanting mantras. Now, what is the Lord saying in this verse? The Lord here is saying, my dear sons of the king, I am very pleased by the friendly relationships amongst you. All of you are engaged in only one occupation. What's that? Devotional service. So similarly, in a community of devotees, you may have different varnas and ashramas. As you know, the Vedas talk about varnashram or the division of society into four varnas and four ashramas. We have the brahmachari, the grihasthas, the vanaprasthas and the sannyasis. And then you have the brahman, kshatriyas, vaishyas and sudras. But our goal should be to please the Personality of Godhead. And the Lord was pleased because all these brothers, they only had one occupation, devotional service. They were all united in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada makes the point in the purport that in the material world, nobody is united. Is that true or false? You have the United Nations, and Prabhupada quotes that in the purport. But Prabhupada often said, it is actually disunited. There is no unity in the material world. Why? Because everybody has their own selfish agenda. Couples get united, get married, and a few days, a few months, a few years later, they get separated. And people get together and form business, then they get separated. So why is that? Because they have a selfish agenda. But if the agenda is pleasing Krishna, making Krishna the supreme enjoyer, making Krishna's interest supreme, then there will be complete unity. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in describing to Sanatana Goswami the process of Sharanagati, surrendering to the Lord, has listed several factors. One, accept what is favorable for spiritual advancement. Two, reject what is unfavorable for spiritual advancement. To to understand the Lord as the maintainer and master. Then to make your desires consistent with the desires of the Lord. In other words, what's Krishna's desire should become our desire. Not that we think, my desire should be Krishna's desire. So when you have that goal, my desire should be Krishna's desire, then there will not be unity. Then there will be differences, and due to personal ambitions, even in spiritual organizations, people end up in litigation and so on. But if our motive is to please the personality of Godhead, then there will be unity. So one of the principles of surrender is to accept Krishna's desire as your desire. And how do you recognize what is Krishna's desire? You have the assistance of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So the important thing is that regardless of which one or ashram we belong to, our real goal should be to engage in devotional service. Our real goal should be to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead as per the direction in the parampara, just like the Prachetas. They also took a mantra that came down to the parampara. This mantra, which was given by Lord Shiva, was originally given by Brahma. Brahma gave it to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva gave the same mantra to the Prachetas. So we don't adopt a concocted process of self-realization, but we adopt a process that is genuine and coming down through the disciplic succession. So the Supreme Lord was pleased. So when we work in a cooperative mood, when we work together with Krishna as the Supreme, with the goal of pleasing Supreme, then Krishna is very pleased. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, you read the story of Dhruva Maharaj, how Dhruva Maharaj was offended when his stepmother prevented him from sitting on his father's lap. And Dhruva, being a young boy, only 5 years old, felt great offense, and he went crying to his mother. The mother had already heard about this, because the stepmother shouted so loudly that everyone in the palace could hear. And Dhruva wanted to know if there's anyone who could help him. And Suniti, the mother, said, only God can help you, nobody else. And he was determined to look for God. But having been offended, internally he had a desire that he may have a kingdom more opulent than his grandfather, great-grandfather also. That was his ambition. So who showed up at the right time? Narada Muni. Narada Muni is described in the Bhagavatam as Tikalagya. He knows past, present and future. So Narada Muni showed up over there and said, you're a young boy, why are you taking your mother's words, stepmother so seriously? Go and play. This is not the age to look for God. But when he saw that Dhruva was so determined, then he gave him instruction. So now that when he explains in the 4th canto that one can have 3 levels of association, and he gives us guidance how a devotee should act in these 3 different situations. Now the Muni explains, 1, you may associate with those who are more advanced than you. So when you associate with those who are more advanced than you, now the Muni explains, one should become joyful and happy. And in the 10th canto, it is explained that when you have the opportunity to associate with somebody more advanced, one becomes happy. And the analogy given is that of a peacock. A peacock, when he sees the clouds for the first time in the rainy season, he dances in ecstasy. So when you meet somebody more advanced, what do? You become happy. When you meet somebody equally advanced, what do? You make friendship. And when you meet somebody less advanced, what do? Display compassion. So Prabhupada in the Purport says, normally in a material situation, if you meet somebody more advanced, someone more successful than you, you become envious of him, isn't it? And when you meet somebody of almost an equal status, then you try to brag and show how you're better off than him. Rat race. And in the material world, when you meet somebody who is less successful than you, what do? Exploit. All right? Like you see in society, the rich nations exploit the poor. The rich exploit the poor individuals. It goes on all over the world. So, when you meet, in the material world, when you see someone more successful, you'd become envious. But in spiritual life, when you meet somebody more successful, what do? You become joyful. Why do we become joyful? Because you're going to hear something that's going to help you on the spiritual path. The symptom of one who is advanced is his brain purposes to talk about Krishna, to instruct about Krishna, to inspire people to serve Krishna. Not that an advanced devotee comes and discusses world politics, world economics and so on. Then when you meet somebody equally advanced, what did Narada Muni say? Make friendship. So what does friendship in spiritual life mean? Friendship in spiritual life means we help each other to make spiritual progress and to serve Krishna. And Prabhupada often said, we should be like the bee and not the fly. The fly is always looking for something dirt. The fly is always looking for a sore spot to go and sit in. But the bee, on the other hand, is attracted to a cleaner environment. So, in order to serve in a society, we should look at the good in each one of us. Look at the good qualities in everyone. And by looking at the good qualities and encouraging each other to serve, you'll create a more harmonious environment. But if we are always criticizing and looking for faults, then what's going to happen? You could end up committing Vaishnava aparadhas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained how the beautiful garden of devotional service can be spoiled. How? By committing Vaishnava aparadhas. So, better solution is look at the good in everyone. And if you look at the good qualities in everyone and encourage everyone, then that will be real unity. And that will create real unity. And friendship in spiritual life means we help each other to serve. Friendship in material life means I scratch your back, you scratch my back. You facilitate my sense enjoyment, and I facilitate your sense enjoyment. But friendship in spiritual life means we help each other to serve Krishna. Therefore, devotees, they dance together in kirtans, they eat prasad together, they go out preaching together, they engage in various services together. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the Gudicha temple before the Rath Yatra, and he demonstrated how the devotees could work together and engage in service. All the devotees were engaged in cleaning the Gudicha temple. Buckets, hundreds of buckets of water was being transported. brooms were used to take the dust away. But they were all doing their service along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were all engaged in just chanting the Maha Mantra. So friendship and spiritual life means serving together and helping each other to advance spiritually, looking at the good in everyone. These approaches will create a friendly atmosphere in society. And regardless of which one our ashram we belong to, our goal should be to please Krishna. When you meet somebody less advanced, what did Narada Muni say? What should we do? Display compassion. So when you see people less advanced, you see people in ignorance, what should be our goal? Our goal should be to give them association, to give them Krishna consciousness. That's why a Vaishnava is described as para dukha dukhi. Seeing others in distress, seeing others engaged in materialistic activities, a devotee also gets concerned. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj explains, he says, I am not worried about my own liberation. I'm worried about those who are trying to convert a position of distress to a position of comfort. What is science really doing? Science is just trying to facilitate sense enjoyment. It's trying to make you believe that distress can be controlled. Maybe it can be controlled, but it cannot be eliminated. At one time, if people had a hearing problem, they had to use those big hearing aids. Now they have sophisticated technology. You get really small hearing aids, you can't even see them. If you don't want to wear glasses, you can have contacts. If your hair is falling, they have technology to make the hair grow, at least it looks that way. So they have all these anti-aging shops to avoid or to hide the appearance of old age. But how long can you do that? Eventually it's going to catch up. So the Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm worried about those we're trying to convert a position of distress to a position of comfort. So that's why a devotee engages in preaching work. Because the devotee's desire is that everyone becomes happy by practicing Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada gave us many forms for preaching. We have the Harinam, we have Namas, Bhakti Vrikshas, and the best form that Prabhupada gave us was a form of book distribution. And it's nice to see that so many devotees engage in book distribution in the Vrindavan temple. So the point is, when you see somebody less advanced, we must display compassion. Titikshva karunikaha surda sarva dahina. Lord Kapila Dev, in describing the qualities of a transcendentalist, has listed karunikaha, very compassionate. And real compassion is to give people knowledge by which they can become free from the cycle of birth and death. So that should be our guideline. Over here we see the Lord is very pleased by the Pracheta brothers. They were all individuals. And Prabhupada makes that point in the purport. But even though they were individuals, they were all united. And why were... Do you know why Prabhupada instituted this system of ringing of bells? One day Prabhupada got up at 2 or 3 in the night and he saw the chaukidars were all sleeping. Prabhupada from his first floor quarters, he He could see the chokidar and the different. So Prabhupada was thinking how to institute a system which keeps the chokidars awake. So then Prabhupada came up with this brilliant idea of ringing the bell every hour. So if the chokidar has to ring the bell every hour, there's a good chance he won't sleep. So, what was the last point I made? I lost track. So anyway, so the Lord was pleased by the Prachetas, because even now they were all individuals. They were united in one thing, for chanting the mantras very attentively and carefully. They were all united in following the instructions of Lord Shiva, and they were all united in acting for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we take a similar approach. We chant the Hare Krishna mantra attentively and carefully. We follow all the instructions that Prabhupada gave us and the Parampara has given us. And our goal is to engage in devotional service. Then you'll have complete unity, true, false. So that should be a real goal. There may be some differences, but there definitely will be some differences among the individuals. But the overall goal should be to please Krishna. And how do we please Krishna? By following what Krishna has given us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made spiritual life very easy. Chant Hare Krishna. In this age, we don't have to chant those long mantras. We just chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Prabhupada talks about that again and again. And then Lord Chaitanya said, read the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he instructed Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to go house to house and preach, he told them, go to every home and request everyone with the following message. What was that? Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Kuro Krishna Siksha. Please tell everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions as they are revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in instructing the Kurma Brahman, gave us this very simple formula. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, associate with devotees, devotee association is paramount, worship the deity, and live in a dham, which most of you are. Of course, you can live wherever you are, but as long as Krishna is glorified, that place becomes a dham. So, and if you follow these five guidelines that Mahaprabhu said, you will never be separated from me, and I will never be separated from you. So, the summary is, the goal should be to engage in devotional service. And the goal is to encourage each other, make friendship with those who are your equals, by looking at the good in everyone. That will be the positive approach. Sometimes, you know, we tend to just find fault with everyone, criticize. Criticizing is easy or difficult? It's very easy. But this is something that we should refrain from. Just fault-finding, criticizing, you do envy. Lord Chaitanya told Amoga, as long as you have envy in the heart, you can never make, Krishna will not reside over there. So envy can be uprooted by the power of devotional service. So our goal should be to engage in devotional service. And if devotional service is the principal goal, then we will be able to please the Personality of Godhead. And the Lord was so pleased by the Prachetas that He personally appeared over there. And then He gave them a benediction that they could live on the planet for 1,000,000 celestial years. 1,000,000 celestial years. 6 months of our early years is equal to 12 hours of the heavenly planet. Because the Lord was very pleased. The Lord was pleased by Dhruva Maharaj's austerity also. Dhruva Maharaj was able to capture the Lord in just 5 months, 6 months. So, austerity should never be given up. Lord Rishadev says, Tapo Devyam Putraka Yena Sattvam. My dear sons, perform austerity for the pleasure of the Lord. And if you perform austerity for the pleasure of the Lord, what do you get in exchange? Unending spiritual happiness. So what's the austerity in this age? Chanting Hare Krishna, following four regulated principles, studying Prabhupada books, and Prabhupada said, if you do these things, then you can go back to Godhead. So this path has been simplified by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should just stay on this path with determination, have a friendly relationship with all the devotees, encourage each other on the spiritual path, and try to look at the good in everyone, and working together, we can have a strong ISKCON. Prabhupada wanted us to be united. Prabhupada often used to say, united we stand, and divided we fall. Prabhupada gave the example of father having many sons. He first gave each of these sons a stick and said, bend it! And they all managed to bend it with ease. Then he gave them a bundle each of sticks. He said, now bend it! And they couldn't bend it. So Prabhupada used this example to show that if you're united in serving Krishna, then nobody can harm ISKCON. But if you just fight with each other and not follow the instructions, then there'll be disunity. So similarly, even in the temple, if we all encourage each other by looking at the good in everyone, being friendly with everyone, then you'll have strong temples. And strong temples mean strong communities. Strong communities means flourishing Krishna consciousness. More and more people coming to Krishna consciousness, more and more books going out, Harinam party is going on, etc. So if we take the advice of the Prachetas, then we will help create a very harmonious society which will please Prabhupada, the predecessor Acharyas, and of course the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because in the concluding lines of the purport, Prabhupada says, the Supreme Lord is very happy and willing to avoid all kinds of benediction to his devotees. He is prepared if they see the performing austerities for the pleasure of the Lord. So all our actions should be performed for the pleasure of the Lord, just like Krishna says, Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat jahosi, yat dasi, yat, yat tapasosi kaunti, yat tat karushamad arpanam. So that should be our goal. Krishna told Arjuna, fight, but with your mind and intelligence dedicated to me. So do our duty with a mind and intelligence dedicated to the Lord, and that will give us real happiness. So that should be our goal. I thought this verse and the purport were very important. It gives the importance of serving Krishna and serving Krishna in a united fashion, and if we work together, then we'll be able to push on Krishna consciousness very fast. Hare Krishna. Any questions? We can take on questions and then later. Take on. Yeah. You have a question? You have a question? Oh, is that our friend Ram Parasha? Oh, okay. Well, the most important point in this verse, the way I see it, is all the Prachetha brothers were engaged in devotional service. They chanted attentively and carefully the mantra given by Lord Shiva. They followed Lord Shiva's instructions, their guru's instructions, as it is. And then they were able to attract the presence of the Lord. So, That is, to me, the main point on the verse elaborated in the purport. And speak frankly, openly, sure. But everything should be based on Siddhanta. Not that just what 10 people are speaking some. We have to examine what somebody is speaking. It is supported in the Siddhanta. Yes. Prabhupada says in the purport of the Dadi Pradagranati Sloka that the International Society of Krishna Consciousness has been created to facilitate these six types of rasas. Prabhupada in the purport of that verse says ISKCON has been created to facilitate these six types of rasas. Sure, we can speak, but ultimately you have to hear a higher authority. Just like Prabhupada created ISKCON, he made the GBC body, temple presidents and all. He set up a system of management. We can speak, but if we don't hear what our seniors have to say, then speaking has no value. When you sit down and hear criticism, you become partners in crime. Because if somebody is criticizing, he's certainly not going to speak to the walls. If he doesn't have a receptive audience, he'll go away. So when you see that somebody is committing Vaishnava prad or criticizing just due to envy, best is tell the person, Prabhuji, I'm a neophyte devotee. I don't want to get involved in that fault finding. And then someone may say, it's my duty to find fault in everyone. The Prabhupada said on this point that it's not everyone's duty to find fault. Prabhupada said, I can find fault. My point is, there is a certain system of management that Prabhupada has established that can correct, or that is empowered to correct discrepancies and mistakes. Not that everyone in the community becomes the corrector. I mean, everyone can be a watchdog, no problem. But then there should be a genuine, humble process of voicing your concern. Not that we gang up or... Tell him in a nice way or take him to someone more spiritually senior. Ah, but you gotta, what do you do if he doesn't stop? just avoid him. If everybody starts to avoid him, then he'll get isolated. Yeah. Okay, one more. Okay. Yeah, quickly. Yes. In spiritual competition, you mean book distribution? But we should not end up in... Prabhupada encouraged spiritual competition, but he encouraged spiritual competition in the mood of inspiring each other. Just like when Lord Chaitanya was cleaning the Gundicha temple, those who were gathering more dust were told to direct others, train others who were directing less dust. And Prabhupada encouraged this transcendental competition. He started the Samkirtan newsletter. So when a temple sees, that temple thinks so many books. So they try to say, we should try to do better. But spiritual competition is healthy, material competition is unhealthy. So if there is genuine spiritual competition, then there should be no fight. Okay? Last question. You have a question? Okay. Give. You see, talking about compassion, someone may say, but I don't have the same feeling of compassion that the Shastras talk about, that the Acharyas talk about, that the Guru talks about. You may not have the same feeling, but if you just have faith, if I just do what they're telling me, by doing what they're telling you, that compassion nature will gradually develop. I don't know how these books are going to save society, but Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute my books. So I'm following my Guru's order, Prabhupada's order. Just by doing that, with that faith, we'll gradually build up faith. Am I right? Rohini Sudha Prabhu is the authority on book distribution. We are all your juniors. Yeah? I mean, we may not have direct experience how book distribution is going to save the world. If we just had faith in the words of the Acharyas and took part, then that faith will gradually come, isn't it? You want to say something on this point? Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you.